In studio now, our friends Richard Muir and Alicia Cohen with Bethel Shelters, sharing Love Our Neighbor Week. It begins this Saturday. And Alicia, I'll let you start things off for us to give us kind of the backstory on Love Our Neighbor Week.
Yeah, so we're going to celebrate our 9th annual Love Our Neighbor this week, starting this weekend. So Bethel Shelters began in 2009 as just a warming center hosted by Bethel United Methodist Church, and only opened during just the coldest months of the year. So 8 years ago, we held the first Love Our Neighbor in 2018 so we can raise supporting funds to go year-round.
Okay.
So believe it or not, now we have 2 emergency shelters.
Wow.
We have Bethel Day Shelter located at Pathways Community Center for men and women experiencing homelessness.
Okay.
And then we have our traditional Bethel Men's Night Shelter, still located at Bethel United Methodist Church for men experiencing homelessness.
Wow. What a growth in 9 years. And then from, you said 2009 was when y'all started with just the warming centers?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So today we're open nearly 24 hours a day.
Wow.
So
that's incredible.
Alicia, where did the idea for this Love Our Neighbor Week come from?
Well, so, you know, we started before COVID. And we had a lot of clients who were working in restaurants. So we wanted to support our local restaurants. And we also didn't want our clients who were working at those restaurants to get laid off and lose employment. So we reached out to our local neighbor restaurants and said, hey, why don't we start Restaurant Week? That way we can encourage our community members to go to these restaurants and they still can earn our clients still can earn a wage and support these local restaurants during that time.
Wow.
And that's how it began.
You guys are on Palmetto Morning from time to time. Tell people exactly what Bethel Shelters is for those who are maybe unaware. Because sometimes we assume everybody knows everything, right? But there's people moving into this community every day. They may hear, what is a Bethel Shelter? If I'm in need of it, how do I use you guys?
So Bethel Shelter is the only low-barrier year-round emergency shelter for men and women. So we have a day shelter that's open from 8:30 to 5:30 every day where individuals can receive a shower and wash their clothes and just have a place for respite. And then we have Bethel Men's Night Shelter, where men can come at night and receive a bed. We have up to 68 beds now, year-round. And during the winter months, we vow to turn no one away. So we partner with local churches to extend bed capacity.
And on a given night, how many people do you normally have? You say you have 68 beds.
Well, currently, right now, we have about 60 average, but our highest during the winter season has been 118.
Wow. I was going to say, is there an uptick when the weather is colder?
Yes.
And sort of that start in the fall-ish? And yeah. Wow.
Yes.
So you're not turning them away. So do you have these church partners set up, or are you always looking for partners to...
We have these church partners set up. And we're always looking for new partners. If you have an open space with an exit and restroom, that's what we can use to set up as an overflow.
Now, Richard, you've got the layout for what this week is going to look like for the Love Our Neighbor Week.
Yeah, it's a pretty exciting time of the year for Richard here. we have 12 partnering restaurants, and what we do is we revenue share with these folks. And some have been with us since 2020, and we have some new folks on board. So just to kind of go over, Saturday after our relay marathon, we will be over at Lido Pizza. Larry Rose will host us over there. Sunday, we'll be in Fort Mill at the print shop. Steve and Travis will host us over there. So, you know, our staff will be over there on Sunday afternoon. On Monday, my friend, your friend, everybody's friend, Charlie Ruffalo, Substation 2, we will be there. Tuesday, my good friend Gil Gonzalez will be at Ah Poppy for lunch. Have a large gathering at El Cancun on Tuesday evening. On Wednesday, we got a new lineup, and we'll be on Main Street. We'll start at Rock Hill Coffee Roasters. Then we'll be at the Bottle Shop beginning around 4 o'clock. And Hunter Newton at Elk Avenue Tavern is going to bring his hot dog cart up, and we'll kind of have a street gathering there. Thursday, Dan and Lisa at Tiki K Deli, Rock Hill Bagels, will be frequenting their stores for breakfast and lunch. And on Thursday evening, your dad's favorite spot, Pier 51.
He's a big fan of Pier 51, yes.
Demetrius will have us over there. Then we kind of end restaurant week down the street here at Rocco, my favorite spot. Mitch Grant will be hosting us, and it'll be what we call Friendship Friday. Doug Kearse, the founder of Friendship Friday, will be there, and we'll start at 4 o'clock, and we'll go until we start stacking chairs up.
If folks, they hear this and they say, man, I can't get to one of these restaurants, how can they get involved with Love Our Neighbor Week?
Well, we have a barbecue sale, which is on Saturday, the following Saturday, the 13th. So they can purchase barbecue tickets. They can go online and do it now, or you know, call the shelter office to do that. Or they can simply donate if they just don't want to, you know, can't participate. The thing with the restaurants is it's very easy. You go in, you eat, you pay the bill, and, you know, everybody, you know, we're helping the restaurants. They're partnering with us. Right. It's helping us, and it's helping our cause in the community.
Yeah, and that's I think that's the beautiful thing. You're right. I mean, it's just you're not having to pay anything extra. You know, you go and you order whatever you want off the menu. It's not a set menu. Oh, you got to order this item. Go in, you want to get a cheeseburger, get a cheeseburger. You want to get steak, get a steak. Well, you want to get chicken, get chicken, whatever you want to get.
Also, today is I Love Food Day, I believe. Is that the holiday? So this is a perfect time to, to launch this and talk about it. I'm hungry just from listening to
I do that every day.
Right, same, same. Well, and you listed so many incredible opportunities to plug in. Where is a good resource where community members can
see them all?
Yeah, can find them all in one spot.
Our website, BethelShelters.org. It's on. We have our own tab, Love Our Neighbor tab. You can go on there and click down, and it shows all the restaurants, all the events, the barbecue sale. And we still jump track here. On Saturday, we still have open sign-ups for the marathon relay, for the Civitas Marathon Relay, where you can run, ruck, or walk.
And that go to the website again. Is that the best way to get information and sign up for that?
Yep. Or call the, you can call us at 327-4881 or hit the website.
And that run begins at what time on Saturday?
7 a.m.
Bright and early.
So all these opportunities are, I'm guessing, fundraising opportunities for y'all. Are y'all 100% individual and private funding that comes in? So you rely on these types of things to support what you're doing, your mission?
Yes, we do rely on our community members to support Bethel Shelters. We have a meal every night that's provided by community members.
Okay.
Our laundry is laundered by community members. So yes, we need everyone to get involved and purchase a barbecue plate or just come to volunteer to pull some barbecue.
Alicia, Richard, thank you for everything you guys do for our community. And here's the successful Love Our Neighbor Week.
Thanks, OTS Media. Appreciate it.
It is 7:19 here on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings.
York, Lancaster, and Chester County continuing to get the all clear on our Wednesday.